There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
What would you bring to Antiques Roadshow? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
What would you bring to Antiques Roadshow, Bradley? Yes. Why are we asking people that question?
Because I just want to know what people have in their houses so I can come get it. No. I've been watching a lot of Antiques Roadshow lately, and I always do that thing where I'm like, I don't know what I would, I mean, like, all the things I would bring, I feel like they would just be like, yeah, no, I know you think that's valuable, but it really isn't.
Right, because that's the fun part about Antiques Roadshow, is you're like, that thing could be, like, millions of dollars, or it could be a super dud. Womp,
yes.
Womp.
But I imagine a lot of our listeners have things that are not actual duds, and I always marvel at the people that are like, this has been in my family since 3000 BC, and I'm like, wow, I have a few photographs from my childhood and, like, my grandma's dresser, but that's about it. So, tell me, make me jealous by default with all the things that you would bring to an episode of Antiques Roadshow. Should we be so lucky as to find ourselves in line with large groups of people at perhaps a convention center in the near future?
651-641-1071. What would you bring to Antiques Roadshow? Holly, who do we have on the line?
Mary's here.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mayor, what would you bring to Antiques Roadshow?
Hi. I have a garnet necklace that was my grandmother's, and it supposedly came from Czechoslovakia.
Oh.
It's very beautiful. So I'm curious what it's worth.
Yeah.
Not, it's worth more than that to me anyway.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know,
that thing.
And I actually have another necklace that when I was confirmed, she had lost one of the earrings that matched. So she had the other earring made into a necklace for me.
That's
so I have
wonderful.
The set kind of.
Yeah.
I love that. Mary, thank you for your call. Mm-hmm. And what a treasured heirloom. That's one of the things that I love what she said. She said one little simple thing that is one of my favorite things about Antique Roadshow is that you not only see the item, but you get the whole story. And the story usually starts with supposedly.
Well, and what I love is very often the appraiser will be like, that's a great story. And I'm so glad you had such a meaningful time with your grandma. It's a load of crap because this was actually manufactured in Hong Kong circa 1984.
Yeah.
And your grandma probably picked it up at a garage sale and lied to you. It's fine. So,
and then it leaves the person to deal with the fact that their yes. grandma is a liar.
But I love that because that's just life, man. I don't know why I take pleasure in other people finding that out, but it's because typically what will then happen is that you will find out the real story, and sometimes those stories can be equally fascinating, like how you got there.
I love it. Holly, do we have any other callers?
Yeah, Alyssa is here.
Alyssa, hi, Alyssa, what would you bring to Antiques Roadshow, Alyssa?
So my whole family is avid estate sailors. So we have entire china cabinets full of teapots, teacups, and plates made in other countries. And I would just bring all of it.
Yeah,
I
just
love that.
Wheel in the whole cabinet.
Yes.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Alyssa, thank you for your call. Because I have a ton of old teacups that were my grandmother's.
Mm-hmm.
And can I be really honest?
I mean, I'd prefer
it. I don't really want them.
But
yeah. I don't know how to find out how much they're worth.
Do you know, I will tell you from a recent episode of Antiques Roadshow, which
thank
these
you.
Days I don't know if any episode is actually recent because I don't think we're doing that. But it aired recently, which was the guy was like, she was holding her... The guy she was holding, there was a person
okay.
holding a plate.
Okay.
And I believe the person was a she. She said, basically, the market for ceramics and porcelain, like young people don't want those things.
Yeah.
And so it's hard sometimes to resell them.
Right.
Because people just, like, you know, no, but because you can't put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
You can't.
It's like you can't really display it in a way that doesn't make you look like you're 112 years old.
Yeah.
It's just not useful.
Yeah.
And I'm in that space of my life right now where I'm like, what can I keep that is useful? And I don't particularly have memories of my grandmother drinking tea out of these teacups.
Yeah.
So any teacup collectors, please email me.
But there is that sort of thing, too, with antiques where you feel obligated to hold on to these things. Yes. And you're like, I don't.
I got my own junk.
Yes.
651-641-1071. What would you bring to Antiques Roadshow? Please, dear God, please do not say anything that was like popular in our childhood. I will feel very old. Who do we have on the line now, Holly?
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Jeremy, what would you bring to Antiques Roadshow?
Hello there. You're going to love this. On my family tree, I have Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Ooh.
My great, I don't know how many greats, grandmother was her aunt. And my cousin did a paper in the mid-90s when she was in high school. And she has actual letters from our great-great-grandmother to Laura Ingalls Wilder and back and forth.
Oh, how cool is that? Have you ever had them appraised? Yeah.
No, my cousin has them packed away somewhere, and she still can't find them herself. She knows she has them. She just doesn't know where they're at.
Well, she needs to get busy.
So. Yeah, get cracking on that.
Exactly. I know. That'd be so cool.
I am like jaw on the floor. That is amazing, and I'm jealous.
Yeah. I knew you would like that.
Oh, my gosh, Jeremy. That is the coolest. Congratulations on your stellar lineage, and also I hope you find those letters.
Yeah, your cousin does. Have to talk to her about that.
Yeah, yes. You do.
Yeah.
Use big words.
And I will send you a copy of it.
Oh, I would love that. Thanks, Jeremy. That is so cool.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? Because that's not only just a really amazing story about that, like, marries all of your favorite things, Bradley. Super old stuff.
Super
and
old.
Family lineage.
Yep, family history,
right?
For sure.
Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Oh, we have a few more people. Let's go to Tracy.
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Tracy, what would you bring to Antiques Roadshow?
Well, not technically what I bring, because I don't really have anything, but I know how you can find out how much your cups are worth.
Ooh, tell me.
Easy peasy way. I did this. I had some plates and platters and whatnot from my grandma, and I wanted extra pieces. So mm-hmm. I went on eBay, and if you look on the bottom of the cup,
They'll
say, like, what their style is or whatever, and you just type that into eBay, and they'll pop up, and you can kind of see what mm-hmm. they're in general worth.
Okay, guess what I'm doing this afternoon. I don't need to do homework. I'm going to do this. Thank you. That is helpful. I do, yes. I will, I'm going to get those suckers out and figure out once and for all how much they're worth.
Yeah, because if it's not worth anything,
then I can.
And you don't have any sentimental connection.
Yeah.
Let somebody else enjoy them.
Exactly. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Margaret gets the last word.
Margaret, you are our final word on what you would bring
That'd
to Antiques Roadshow.
Hi, everyone. I would bring, my father took care of a lovely couple who had no children and gave my kids a humongous box of antique coins.
Ooh.
And I have no idea their value. I don't even know where to start. I looked on eBay and it was like a joke trying to find, you know, information because there's so much out there.
Right.
But I would love to have somebody look at the stuff.
Oh, for
and
sure.
The value.
See, I
and the nice
that.
Thing is there's not the emotional attachment because it wasn't my family.
Yep.
Right.
You know?
Thank you for your call, Margaret.
She needs one of them. What's the word?
I don't know.
Numismatist?
I'm just going to let you go.
A coin
I don't know.
Person.
I didn't know they had a name. But here's my question about that. And I know you don't have an answer and I know we have to go. But my question about that kind of stuff is, like, how do you trust the person who's doing the appraisal? Like, do they have some sort of qualification that they
should.
Okay, so that you know you're getting an honest appraisal.
It's like any profession. There are societies, and I would imagine the more you know, memberships a person has in a society and good standing, then you can trust their work. But I will tell you, there have been times I've found myself bebopping around on eBay, like, oh, that looks like a cool thing I want, and then I think, but how do I know that's real? So
right.
You really do need somebody. And it's numismatist. Relating to or consisting of coins, paper currency, and metals.
Wonderful. Welcome. Thank you. We learned something today, Bradley. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, there's big Kimye news, and nobody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Big Kimye news on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello there.
Big Kimye news, and nobody's talking about it. What's the big Kimye news, Bradley?
Yeah, here's the thing. So Kanye responded to Kim's petition for a divorce and was basically like, sure, if you think that's what works, let's do that. And I'm sure there's a whole lot of actual drama that's going on behind the scenes, but I do want to at least congratulate the two of them on one particular thing, and we can talk about what the actual details are in just a moment. I know it feels weird to say these things, you know, like, let's congratulate Kim and Kanye at this time. That's not something we typically find ourselves doing, and I'm sure we'll totally take it back at some point. But let's do the story. So TMZ shared with us that Kanye filed his answer to Kim's petition for a divorce. And basically, it's like, according to TMZ, a, quote, mirror image of Kim's legal documents.
Oh, wow.
So Kanye is asking for joint legal and physical custody of the kids. They have four kids together. And that's what Kim did. Joint custody, as is pointed out by TMZ, doesn't necessarily mean it's a full 50-50 split, because Kim, you know, will probably have the majority of the time with the kids, right, but at least there's that possibility. And then the piece goes on to explain that they're going to work out whatever arrangement they need between themselves, even though in law it will be a 50-50 split. And I just thought, like, okay, so the thing that we can pat them on the back for is, you know, in, I don't know, 10 years ago or more in any other universe, when two high profile, actually, you don't need to go back that far, Brad and Angelina.
Mm.
If you look at high profile celebrities, it is not uncommon when they divorce to use that divorce as oxygen for stories to get attention and publicity, right?
Right. It's like a battleground.
And I'm not saying that that's never happened with these two. However, the story that you're reading about Kim and Kanye is kind of like, okay, so they're going to work things out. That deserves, I think,
right,
like a certain amount of like, thank you.
Yes.
You like, because you're modeling good behavior, which maybe is not their responsibility, but insofar as they are public figures and we all care about the things that they do, it is refreshing to see adults act that way, especially on the heels of Brad and Angelina, you know, digging their heels in for likely the next 6 years.
Well, and, you know, I think we've talked about this. The people who suffer the most in those types of stories are
the kids.
Exactly. And so when they started, they embarked on this journey to dissolve their marriage. When they say it's for the kids, or that they are keeping their focus on the kids, or that the kids are going to be front and center in they're actually delivering on that.
Yeah.
And so that it does deserve to be celebrated.
Oh, absolutely.
Just from the perspective of the kids, mm-hmm, for goodness sake.
Oh yeah, for sure. So I think that deserves a big hand clap for Kim and Kanye. That said, don't worry, I'm sure there will be plenty of things to hold Kim and Kanye accountable for.
No question.
And we will provide all of them to you on the Colleen and Bradley show at length. But this is a unusual development when it comes to this kind of deal, because how many celebrity stories have we lived through? Not just Brad and Angelina, but, you know, fighting over the custody of your children.
It's bonkers.
Yes.
So this doesn't mean that their divorce is final by any stretch. This just means that the peace that has been resolved is the custody part.
Well,
am I right?
I mean, it says he filed his answer to their divorce petition, of which included the custody language for their children. They also...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Point out, TMZ does in this article, that there is a prenup, so we shouldn't really expect much in the way of fireworks between these two.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as assets are concerned, that's predetermined. There won't need to be a fight over any of that.
Yeah.
So I would imagine this is, you know, primarily the bulk of everything we're going to hear about when it comes to the legal machinations of their divorce.
Yeah. It sounds like, according to this article, that they both want to shut the door on spousal support because they both have plenty of money.
Yeah.
They're also going to, well, he says they should both pay their own legal fees. Listen, on her part, actually on both of their parts, I bet they're like, let's get this thing done as fast as possible and move forward.
Well, that would be a normal human adult response.
Wouldn't you think? Angelina and Brad are not having that response.
They are not having that response.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's because they're not thinking of the best interests of the audience.
Yeah. And their own kids.
Yeah, I don't
want to
go that far.
By the time
I don't
this
know,
is all.
The one thing we don't know is what's going on behind the scenes, but I don't understand how that could be beneficial to their kids.
I don't either. I mean, you brought up in the last time we talked about the Brad and Angelina divorce that it could very well be that this does not get resolved for them until their kids are actual
adults,
legal adults.
Yeah, so like it renders the entire experience
completely
moot.
It's as Joey Tribbiani on Friends would say, it's a cow's opinion. It's moo.
That's hilarious. I've not seen that episode of Friends.
You've not seen
any
episodes of Friends. It's one of my favorites. Well, good for them. Congratulations to Kimye. Thank you for acting like civil adults and for actually delivering on putting your kids first. Again, to Bradley's point, we will certainly find other things.
Yeah, you're on notice. We're still watching.
Yeah, but that was
an opinion.
You got a reprieve. And to contrast, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got some celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
And we'll tell you all about them when we return on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Oh, celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And we have a name for these celebrities behaving badly, and that name is...
D-Bags.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-Bag?
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Piers Morgan.
Yes.
And also maybe Sarah Ferguson. Actually, most definitely Sarah Ferguson.
But we'll get to that in a moment. It's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
Go deep.
It's like when you crack open an egg and you get two yolks.
Oh, it's the best.
These are two yolks. And by that, I mean jokes. Okay. Piers Morgan. I saw this article over on Page Six. Piers Morgan claims Sarah Ferguson sent supportive text during Markle fight. And I'm like, God, he's still talking. Also, by the way, don't even get me started on the things he said about Cheryl Underwood and her appearance on The Talk, wherein she discussed being attacked by Sharon Osbourne. He was a bad word.
Oh, I don't even want to go look that up. I will just get really angry.
Just take my word for it. So before I even don't get to that, I do want to just tell you that the reason I selected
before
him
I don't get to that.
is Piers Morgan has claimed that Sarah Ferguson, of course, the ex of one Prince Andrew, has sent a message of support to Piers Morgan during his difficult time. You
and
know, the
what,
time
pray
where,
tell, did he say it said?
So he goes on to say that, you know, when he resigned from Good Morning Britain, he was just very happy to receive messages from several members of the royal family.
Several.
after he called out Meghan Markle and Prince Harry for their bombshell claims. Now, this we know from his column in the Daily Mail, because remember, he was canceled, which means he writes a column regularly for one of the largest tabloids in the world.
Yeah. So sorry that his voice has been taken away.
Exactly. He said, quote, "Not all royal duchesses were as thrilled as Meghan Pinocchio Markle to see me leave Good Morning Britain. People have said how much they miss your morning joy and humor," texted Sarah, Duchess of York. "Get back out there, Piers."
Gross. Gross.
He also joked, wait for it, about teaming with Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York. Teaming with her on a new show together. Quote, "Perhaps we should start a new breakfast show together. Morgie and Fergie in the morning." Anyone?
No. No, actually no one.
I mean,
no one. Thank you.
As someone who has actually watched, as Colleen, you have, because you brought it to our attention, Sarah Ferguson's
YouTube show?
YouTube experience.
It's so great that the comments are off.
Yeah.
Wherein she dresses in odd costumes and talks to children in an uncomfortable tone. I don't think that's a good idea.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not even a little.
So he just wants to know, Sarah Ferguson. Also, I have to wonder if Sarah Ferguson is like, could you keep my name out of your mouth? Because I don't. I mean, her husband, her ex-husband, who she lives with.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't need any more problematic old white men around her.
I don't know that she's paying attention to that.
Oh, I don't think she's paying attention to much.
Yikes.
Yeah. Anyway, so my D-bag today, a double feature, one, Piers Morgan and Sarah Ferguson.
Can I ask a question that has nothing to do with this story?
Please.
Nothing at all, but it was a curiosity that I wanted to get curious about.
Yeah.
Is Piers Morgan now, or has he ever been,
a communist?
I was gonna say married, but whatever.
He's married right now.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Who is his wife?
Somebody.
I would like to sit down and have coffee with her.
Her name is Celia
and
Walden.
Say blink twice if you want out.
Do you know what?
This is his second spouse. He was married to somebody named Marion for almost 20, no, math.
She's a British journalist.
The thing that's so problematic about Piers Morgan is I have this sneaking suspicion that up until very recently, if not including this very day, Piers Morgan walks through the world on one level as a human being person that actually goes and does things. Mm-hmm. And there are many people in his life that he interacts with on a regular basis. And then there is the Piers Morgan for show, which is a person who likes to set himself on fire and say very, controversial, problematic things, including but not limited to racist things, because he believes that that is good for his career.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that that's not who he is, but I think there's this weird other side of Piers Morgan we don't really appreciate because he's so busy lighting himself on fire. And I don't mean appreciate in like he's a different person. I mean, he's actually, what's bizarre to me is he does apparently have a wife and probably has a family and does things, and you just have to wonder if the people in his life are not like, excuse me, could you maybe
stop? Yeah, right.
Right? Like, but I feel like people probably are just like, he's surrounded himself by people who don't challenge him. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He does have a child, by the way, and she is so cute. Her name is Elise Morgan. Actually, I'm seeing older pictures of her. She looks to be a teen maybe now. I don't know. Anyway, he's a dad. Like, he's out there behaving this way with a wife and a child. And yeah. Also, by the way, not canceled.
No.
In case anybody's.
No. Again, we know that Fergie texted him because he wrote about it in his column.
Yeah.
At the Daily Mail.
So I used to like a show called My So-Called Life.
Oh, and it's
a great one. And it got canceled. And do you know what that meant?
You couldn't see it anymore?
Nary another episode was made.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was done.
It was done. Mm-hmm. It was done. It didn't get
to... But we've seen many episodes of Piers Morgan since he was canceled.
He's still cranking them out.
So he's not canceled.
No, thanks.
Thank you.
Would you like to know who my D-bag is?
Of course.
Maybe it's Usher, but possibly maybe not Usher.
Oh, it's a maybe.
So I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to take you on a journey.
Okay.
All right?
Good.
I'm going to tell you...
I've not been very many places, so I'm happy with that.
Would you then like to go along with me to a strip club in Las Vegas?
I mean, most days, no, but sure, let's go for it.
I will get you a milkshake while we are there.
It's a true story.
True story about a time Bradley went to a strip show and ordered a milkshake. Yeah. A dancer at Sapphire in Las Vegas has accused Usher... of using counterfeit money to tip dancers. And when I say counterfeit money, I mean money with his own face on it. What?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to go deeper into the story because at first blush, you're like, that is a D-bag move, that he showed up at Sapphire in Las Vegas and shoved $20 bills with his own face on them in the G-string of the dancers. That has absolutely no trade value whatsoever. It is not actual currency. Her name is, she goes by the moniker B-Love, and she is a dancer at Sapphire, and Usher has always been a big supporter of dancers, of exotic dancers. And I don't mean that just in the vein of, like, he goes to a lot of strip shows. Like, he's supportive of that as a profession.
Yeah.
Which actually is a big deal.
Sure.
Because a lot of people maybe are very vocal against that type of work. But Usher celebrates it. And so he went to this strip club, Sapphire, in Las Vegas. And what this dancer, she posted on her Instagram... something along the lines of, imagine dancing all night for Usher. Ladies, what would you do if you danced all night for Usher and he threw you this? She captioned a photograph and she showed three separate bills in three separate denominations, $100, $20, and $1. Bills that look like real currency, but with Usher's picture instead of the corresponding president's.
Okay.
And it says Usher on it, and it's Usher the Las Vegas. Anyway, here's the point. And this is why we think maybe Usher isn't the D-bag here. Apparently, Usher was announcing his Las Vegas residency on April 3rd.
Okay.
And he did so by posting a picture of himself with his foot on a briefcase full of fake bills with his picture on them. And those bills were then used to promote his show. Those bills became littered on the floor of this dance club, and people were picking those bills up and using them to tip the dancers. So it wasn't necessarily that Usher went in with a mitt full of fake currency with his picture on it and stuffed it in the G-strings of the dancers. It was that it was there to promote his residency, and other people were picking it up and using it to tip the dancers.
Oh, interesting.
Either way.
Although, don't you feel like that's just an obvious thing that's likely to happen? Maybe you should just print a poster?
Thank you, Bradley. I mean, either way, there's some debaggery that can be directly attributed to Usher.
Well, something tells me if he really is so supportive of dancers that he will then cut a check to the ladies of this particular nightclub.
One would hope.
Remunerate them justly.
Also, how can he just print fake money with his picture on it?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but I feel like isn't that counterfeiting?
I mean, it feels like it
doesn't
can't
feel
be right.
Wholesome.
No, I'm questioning it.
Like, I would not feel comfortable doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, I've even been shamed into not Xeroxing a dollar bill.
So for sure.
I wouldn't even.
But
I'd
see,
be like,
we're
oh,
also
you can't
like
do that.
Such rule followers.
Yeah, we're terrible.
That we wouldn't even think about it. It's so bizarre. Anyway, that's the story. So if you hear a story about Usher putting fake bills with his picture on them in dancers' tips, just know that that's not necessarily the whole story.
Maybe just look at the bills, and if it's got Usher, you know, I would actually keep that dollar
bill. Yeah, it might be worth
sell it on eBay.
Right?
Yeah.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, guess what?
What?
There's more. There's more D-bags.
But
more.
Wait!
But wait! There's more! We have a double down?
It's a BOGO. Yep, it's a double down. Pew, pew, pew. And this one is a frequent flyer. We're going to talk about another D-bag after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And we got some extra D-bag lying around. We thought we'd put it right here.
Let's do it.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
So, Khloe Kardashian.
Oh no, what's she up to now?
Did you know that Monday was True Thompson's third birthday?
I did not.
I didn't either.
Happy birthday to her.
That's so cute that you guys think that all you need to do is give her a cute little birthday song.
Oh, we
no.
Can.
Okay. I mean, maybe give her a cupcake?
Oh, honey.
I would eat one of them.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. It is her third birthday, you guys. And so she doesn't want your stinking song. She doesn't want your stinking cupcake. What she wants is a big princess party. Pew, 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 pew.
A princess party.
Okay. Well, princess party, sure.
Now, right. I've given a princess party before.
Does it involve lots of tiaras?
Some plastic tiaras glitter? From the dollar store. A little glitter, maybe some nail polish, some, take-home bags with a princess trinket of some sort. Probably plastic, definitely cheap, probably going to get thrown away. And some Disney princess plates. Like, that's it, maybe. And, like, some cupcakes.
Yeah.
I could probably put that party on for under $20. Okay? Not True Thompson. No, that party won't do. Khloe Kardashian threw Are you looking at these pictures?
Yes, it's
do you want to vomit?
Yeah, I feel. I mean, she looks. The kid, you're like, yay. And then you see Khloe and you're like, oh.
Okay, can you describe for me what you're seeing?
Well, okay, so the first still from her stories, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's an Instagram story.
Yeah.
She's sitting on some sort of, I don't know, is that a bed?
That's her bed. I believe that's True's bedroom.
Oh.
Okay, well, she has like a king size bed, so. Okay, whatever. Anyway, True looks amazing. She looks so adorable.
She's so stinking cute.
Yeah, but then there's like, they're sitting on this big bed. There's like a bajillion balloons up in the air on the floor. And then there's a number three. It looks cute, right? Like the balloon, what would you call that? A balloon sculpture of the number three. But then Khloe is like, just like, I don't know, with Khloe, like, she's wearing this outfit. She's, you know, it's fine. It's cute. She's probably very photoshopped. But she also has, like, the strap coming off, and it almost, like, her boob's about to fall out.
Yeah.
Which I'm just like, that's an interesting choice.
For
like,
a three-year-old birthday party.
Yeah. I know. It kind of, and I'm no prude. Look, if you want to have a topless three-year-old birthday party.
You won't judge.
I mean, I probably will judge, but I'm not going to say anything to your
face. You won't judge out loud. It'll be
internal. And I'm also not going to a three-year-old topless birthday party for a number of reasons.
Okay. I'm hoping somebody just wrote that down and is ready to tweet that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. but like, I think methinks this is more about Khloe than True.
Okay. Thank you. As you scroll down, you will see more balloons, definite princesses, like actual Disney for realsies princesses. You will see that this was a cousin party because they wanted to be sure that it was COVID safe, which is very performative.
Oh, I was going to say, now they care about COVID?
Mm-hmm.
After the year they've had? Nice try, but still, I'm thankful.
Yes. One of them, I think it was Khloe, said, just for cousins only. This party's just for cousins only, but we still have to decorate. I would say, oh my gosh, it looks like Party City vomited in there.
Yeah, it's almost like Party City had the trots.
It's so It's a lot. There was a bounce house, again, just for the cousins.
There's the cupcake bar.
Can I be real? My kids don't have any cousins, but if they did, I would be like, hey, guys, want to come over? I will order a pizza and you can, like, have a cupcake. I mean, that's it. I'm not rolling this out for the family.
This is very much.
There is an entire cookie decorating station.
Bowls of frosting, which yes. I'm obsessed with. Like, I just want to eat bowls of frosting. But
can you see? Listen, I'm not making fun of. Yes, I am. Kylie's outfit? This is a children's birthday party, and she is, what is that?
I don't know.
There's strings parachute involved. Pants?
So again, this was not a party for True. This was a party for Chloe's Graham.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
As a mother?
Yeah.
And as a person who puts on child parties?
I don't put on child parties anymore.
When you had little kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What was my question? I'm literally speechless looking at these photos.
Right?
Have you ever been to parties where you're like, I don't think this is about the kid. I think this is about the parent. Because I get the impression that that's a thing for a certain type of person. Because I've seen this behavior with so-called pet parents, mm-hmm. where people will have parties for their pets. And at least with pets, it's a little more obvious that this is not a party about your pet.
Yeah, the pet.
This is just an
care.
Opportunity for you to have a party, which I'm.
But no. do pets even know?
No, that they a don't. Party but at least that's happening. Almost like tongue in cheek. Like we're sure. having a birthday party mm-hmm. for my dog.
Right. It's an excuse to come over and you know eat pizza.
But like
pizza
this
together.
Seems just so over the top for the parents, not for the child.
Oh, absolutely. I mean. It turns my stomach. Here's the thing. When I think about how much money they probably spent on that birthday party for that child, again, we talked about this a little bit earlier with the Birkin bags and Floyd Mayweather. I feel like people could live in that party. Like actual human beings mm-hmm. could buy actual homes for the amount of money that they spent on a 3-year-old's birthday party that was essentially just for their Instagram. It's what's hard for me about it is like our children to be celebrated for sure. I love kids. I love my own kids. I love other people's kids. Kids are wonderful. Do they deserve to have wonderful birthdays? Absolutely. Thank you. That's my function on this show. Children are wonderful. They deserve to be celebrated. Do they need something this extravagant? Absolutely not. And what this does is it creates this whole space where it normalizes this kind of extravagance in a way that most people cannot aspire to truly. And it's not worth it.
You said truly. I see what you did.
Oh,
there.
I didn't mean to.
I've been to a 3-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
Where they had cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care. The children.
No, three-year-olds just take their hand and swipe the frosting off and rub it on their face.
Yes.
And run around until they pass out from a sugar coma.
And then they forget that the cupcake even existed.
Yeah. Also, the thing I can't help but keep looking at is the photos, the adorable photos of True, and just hope that she's not photoshopping her child's photos.
Oh my
gosh. I just can't with like what kind of I'm such an old person but what kind of generation are we raising?
Oh, Bradley, I have like a whole separate thought train on that about what True is going to think when she grows up and sees pictures of her mom photoshopped within an inch of her life, and she will think I descended from that woman and she didn't think she was beautiful. What does that make me? I can't. When we come back, what's your favorite small kitchen appliance? Go with us. 651-641-1071.
Everyone loves buying holiday gifts, but the credit card hangover? Not so much. Well, Old Navy is outdoing even Santa with their prices this season. They have incredible prezzies for everyone on your list, like matching jingle jammies, statement-making coats, and the coziest sweaters. And Old Navy has tons of gifts for under $15.
so you can buy yourself a little something too. Sorry, not sorry. So pop by a store or visit oldnavy.com.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.